You're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. So theme number one this hour, you are not alone. There are more than 26 million people now out of work, others scraping by. The coronavirus stimulus payments, they started going out. They're valued at up to $1,200 per adult, $500 per dependent child. And these amounts seem cut and dried, but so many questions remain. Have you received your stimulus check? Have you used it? Are you still waiting for it? What questions do you have about the logistics? Have you tried to speed up the process by entering information on the IRS website? Did it work? Bring your questions, your situation, 800-642-1234. Michelle Singletary is a personal finance columnist for The Washington Post. She writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money, and she's been covering the ins and outs of the CARES Act stimulus benefits. Michelle, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you for having me.
So the IRS starts sending money allocated through the CARES Act to Americans last week. What do we know? Who received these payments?
So the initial batch went to people who filed either a 2018 tax return or 2019 return and had a refund. That is key because the IRS has deposit information on them in which they can electronically deposit the payment. So that was the first group. Some other folks, just a little small percentage, may have gotten some money, but the bulk of the folks who got it, they filed for those 2 years and had a refund. Now, I've been hearing from tons of people, well, I pay them and they have my deposit information for when they take out money that I owe. So they can't, according to the CARES Act and the way the Treasury Department interpreted this clause or provision in the CARES Act, that you have to proactively tell the IRS, yes, please put my stimulus payment into this bank account. So that's why they can't use your payment information.
Okay, so this IRS website tool, Get My Payment, that must be a place that is being frequented by many Americans. What do you do there?
So there are two portals that they have set up. One, Get My Payment, is for people who want to give the IRS their direct deposit information so they don't have to wait for a check, because there's no telling how long it would be for that check, although I am hearing that some people have started to receive a check. So if you want to direct deposit your stimulus payment, you'd have to use this tool, Get My Payment, at IRS.gov. The problem is there are lots of glitches with it. If your information doesn't match, maybe you moved, maybe somebody typed in a wrong number, either you or the IRS, and so people are getting locked out, and so there's a lot of frustration, or they get this page that says we can't determine your status of your payment, and so people think that means, oh, I'm not getting any money. And as you can imagine, with millions of people getting this money and trying to use this tool, there are glitches to be had and people can't get through. So there's a lot of frustration and fear. And then there's a group of people who are getting money who don't have to file a tax return because they don't earn enough. Some Social Security recipients, people on disability, people who don't have, you know, jobs at all. And so there's a new tool that the IRS put up, a non-filer tool. So you'd have to use that tool to let the IRS know who you are and where to send your money. That hasn't had as many glitches, but again, some people use the tool who plan to file, and so they get kicked out. So you really, when you go to these pages for the IRS, you have to read the directions to make sure you're using the appropriate tool for your situation.
We're talking with Michelle Singletary. She's a personal finance columnist for The Washington Post. She's helping understand where these stimulus checks are and the rollout of them. Have you received yours? Have you used it? Are you still waiting for your check? What questions do you have about the logistics and timing? Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in a call now. Wayne is joining us from Rockland this morning. Hi, Wayne. What's your question?
My question is, I took my daughter on my taxes last year, but she's 20 years old, so I didn't get a child support or whatever the child thing for her. Can she file on her own for the stimulus package?
So don't hang up yet, Wayne. So have you filed 2019 yet?
I'm not sure. It's with my tax attorney. I don't know if she has or not yet.
Okay, so did you claim her as a dependent even though she's 20?
Yes.
So So then she cannot get a payment. So she can't file her own. If you claim her as a dependent, that's one of the provisions in the CARES Act. If the adult child is or anybody can be claimed as a dependent, they cannot get a separate payment on their own. Now, if you don't claim her and she's taking care of herself, then, yes, she would qualify. And it's important to note that that dependent child for the 500 extra has to be under 17. So I have college students who I'm still taking care of. That may be your situation. And so I don't qualify for a payment. But if I did, I still couldn't get the $500 per child because they're all over 17 years old.
Got it. Wayne, thank you so much. Let's bring in Mark now in Reedsburg with a question. Mark, hi.
Hi. So the question is, if a person died in 2019, they sent him money anyway because he filed in 2018, can they keep the money?
So that's a really good question. It depends on a whole bunch of situations, and the IRS is still working that out. So oftentimes, because I wrote a column recently that a lot of deceased people are getting checks. So if you're a spouse and you filed jointly, and that year that spouse was still alive but died during the year, you are allowed to file a joint return, and the refund would be your money, and in this case, the stimulus money would be your money, according to the IRS. Where it gets a little murky is if the person passed away in 2018, or it's the money's sent to a bank account that is designated for heirs. That's where we're not sure, and the IRS has not given any guidance of whether or not you can keep that money. And estates can't keep the money for sure, according to the law. So if you're in one of these gray areas, you're not a spouse, a surviving spouse, I would suggest that you leave that money in the bank account until you get some guidance. Otherwise, the IRS may come back at you to get that money back.
All right, so we stay tuned there. Mark, thanks. Let's bring in Chris now with a question. Chris in Kenosha, hi.
Hi, thank you. My question is, for those of us who continue to get regular mail, we don't do things direct deposit. Is it safe? And we've heard it could be months before we get anything. And then also, should we go online with all the problems to change it? What do you think?
Oh, worried about internet security there and the security of direct deposit.
So it depends on if you can afford to wait, sure, and the money will come in the mail. You can the problem right now is you don't know where that processing is at this point. If they've already started to process your check, going online and putting in the direct deposit information is not going to stop that process. But if you think that it can, you can still try to go on to Get My Payment and put in your direct deposit information. But if you're uncomfortable with that, then you'll just have to wait for the check. Now, I've heard some people have already received a check. The vast majority of people who are getting checks have not received it. And it could take several weeks before they get to you because the IRS, like a lot of other businesses, has shut down because of the virus. So their people are not in the offices to be processing and opening up mail. So in the one sense, we've got to be patient, but clearly people are in need, and I understand the frustration of waiting for that check for money that you need.
We're talking with Washington Post personal finance columnist Michelle Singletary is our guide to the coronavirus stimulus checks. Were you laid off from your job? Did you get the $1,200 in help? What did you use it on? Are you still waiting for your check? What questions do you have about where it is? Bring it on, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. We'll be back in just a minute with Michelle Singletary right here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the stimulus checks from the giant economic stimulus package here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Payments started landing in bank accounts last week, but it could take months more for some people to get them by snail mail. We have Washington Post personal finance columnist Michelle Singletary, who is our guide to the particulars. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go with Rona joining us from Cameron. Hi, Rona.
Hi, good morning. My question for your guest is, well, first of all, I have to say I'm so excited to get to talk to someone that might help us have a little clue as to what's going on. We paid our 2018 taxes. some years we get refunds, some years we pay in. And we haven't received our stimulus check yet, so I went online to find out why. And it could be because my husband is a veteran, and I have heard that if you're a veteran, or I read that if you're a veteran, your information went to the VA. So I'm wondering if she can shed some light into what's happening with the VA process and how that might, you know, work out for us.
Right. So did you haven't filed for 2019 yet, correct?
We're just waiting for it to come back from the accountant.
So then that means it hasn't processed. Okay. So in 2018, did you get a refund or did you have to pay?
We paid in.
So that's probably why there's a delay, because the first batch went out to people who had direct deposit refunds. When you pay, they can't use that same information to send you the money. So your money is probably in the process to send a check at this point. If you want to try to put in your direct deposit information, go to irs.gov. Please be careful to type that correctly. It's the IRS website, irs.gov. There's a Get My Payment tool that you can go in, if you can get into it, because a lot of people are having trouble getting into it. If you can get into it, you can give them your direct deposit information. If they have not started to process your check, you can get it into your bank account. If they have, then you'll just get a check, and there's been a wait. I think that's the misunderstanding. When they rolled this out and said, oh, 80 million people got money, so the second half of people, about 70 million, who haven't gotten money are like, well, wait, what happened to me? And when it came to veterans, you know, these systems don't talk to each other. And so veterans were kind of put into the second category. But because you filed a return, you are in a different queue. So you should, your payment isn't sort of based on your husband's veteran status at this point. It's probably based on your 2018 status.
Rana, thank you so much. Let's go to Roger now in La Crosse. Hi, Roger. What's your question?
Hi, good morning. Yes, my question is, I have a friend, and she is a citizen of Canada, but she's been working in the U.S. for the last 2 years on a work visa and paying taxes. She's paid in both years, and she was wondering about the stimulus, if she's eligible for it or if it's just because she's had to pay in, she's got to wait a little longer.
So this, I'm sorry, did you say this was a friend, or I didn't hear the first part of you?
Yeah, yep, it's a friend of mine.
So does she have a Social Security number?
I'm not sure. She's a Canadian,
so you have,
Canadian citizen, and she's here on a work visa.
So I don't think that she qualifies. You have to have a Social Security number, for one thing. So if she doesn't have a Social Security number, then she wouldn't get it. And this is one of those little murky areas as well, because there's some visa holders who have been giving stimulus payments because they have a Social Security number and they have been paying taxes, even if they got a refund. So I can't tell you more than that because the IRS hasn't told me where these folks fit. So again, if she has a Social Security number, and also if she's been living in the States, there's a test that she has to meet, then she might get one. But it doesn't sound like your friend will get a stimulus payment.
All right, Roger. Well, thank you for inquiring for your friend. Let's go to a question from Jun joining us from Stevenson, Michigan this morning. Hi, Jun.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, listen, I'm also Security. And I have direct deposit. I also filed taxes, but I never have to pay in or get any money back. Am I in line for that stimulus check? And if so, will it be deposited into my Social Security account because I have direct deposit for it?
Yes. Yeah, so do you meet the income level? So are you filing as an individual single?
The wife and I file jointly.
Okay. And so what's your adjusted gross income?
Like $32,000.
Okay, so you should qualify for a payment with the Social Security recipients. If you haven't filed a return in which you got a deposit, they're going to use your Social Security information, and they say however you get your Social Security payment, that's how they'll give you your stimulus check. So if you have your Social Security payments direct deposited, that's where your stimulus payment should come. However, that's not a guarantee. It could be that they're going to send you a check, because if there's something wrong, some number missing, some address doesn't match up, then they're going to cut you a check. And in your case, if you file married jointly, it would be for $2,400. So you should be getting a payment, whether it's direct deposit or a check is sort of the murky area. But according to the IRS, based on how you get your Social Security payment, it should be direct deposited.
We have Washington Post personal finance expert Michelle Singletary. She's with us as we discuss the CARES Act, the economic relief checks being sent to Americans, with your questions front and center. Let's bring in Keel now in Eau Claire. Hi, Keel. What is your question?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I filed, what I understand is Steve Mnuchin for the Feds. The treasurer saying that in order to get the stimulus check, we did get an extension on turning in our taxes 2019 to July, what I understand. Now, my wife and I have to pay in on 17 and 18. They are taking money out of my account. Now, follow-up question that the lady had before. Do I have to file the 19 in order to make contact with them to set up for IRS.gov to get the stimulus check?
No, you do not. If they do not have a process, that's also key, process. So you might have filed, but they haven't processed it yet. They're going to make the stimulus payments based on either your 2018 return or 2019 return. So whichever one they have processed in their system. So in your case, it sounds like the 2018, they will base your payment on that year. So if you meet the income level, you'll get the payment. Now, let's just say 2018, you made more. And 2019, they're going to be basing it on your 2020. You can still get the full payment if your 2020 income is within that limit. I know this sounds also complicated, y'all, but in your case, Keel, if you have a 2018 return, you meet the income level, you will get a payment. You do not have to file your 2019.
Keel, thank you so much for calling in. Let's bring in Pat now with a question. Pat in Viroqua. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. Yeah, what's your question?
My question is that I moved to Wisconsin from out of state last summer, and I did file for 2018. I did receive a refund direct deposit, but it was direct deposited to the state that I was living in last year. So I'm concerned that if they tried to send the stimulus check to the account from last year's direct deposit, that account has been closed because now I'm in Wisconsin. And what happens if they've already sent that out to a bank account that doesn't exist any longer?
So it's you got a refund, so they would send it to that. Since you haven't filed 2019, the bank will reject it because the account is closed. They'll send it back to the IRS electronically, and the IRS is most likely going to cut you a check for your stimulus money. So the bank, if the account is closed, they're not going to receive it or shouldn't receive it, and they'll send it back to the IRS. So it could be that your payment's going to take a little bit longer, depending on how long these transactions take. But you'll still get your payment. It'll just probably be in a check to your whatever. Now, hopefully you still live at the address.
No, I don't. That's it. I've moved to another state.
Yeah. So you need to go online to IRS.gov to the Get My Payment app to put in your information. Or if you can't get through that, did you put in a change of address?
No, not with the IRS. I didn't put in a change of address.
No, with the mail, with the U.S. Postal Service.
Oh, yes.
So then in that case, they should be able to send your payment to the new address. But just to be sure, go on and put in your information to get my payment.
All right, Pat, thank you for calling in. Michelle, we only have a few moments left, and you're a personal finance columnist. You have seen the economy change drastically. What advice are you giving people in these uncertain financial times?
Yeah. It's really tough when you're this in the position that I am in. So I would just say, if you have lost your job or you've been furloughed, that just, you know, hoard your cash, pay the bills that absolutely need to be paid, and that may not include your credit card bill. You know, you're going to call your lenders and ask for a break for the things that are not a necessity, and then just pay what you can pay. If you're still working and you're still a little scared, you're not sure about the security of your job, is, you know, if this goes on longer, then, you know, save, build up that emergency fund. If you already have a built up emergency fund and you're pretty secure and okay, then help your neighbor. You know, we all have to help each other. Reach out to your church, your religious organization, a nonprofit to help somebody else.
Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Michelle Singletary is a personal finance columnist for The Washington Post. She writes the syndicated column, The Color of Money. Coming up, we talk through managing finances during this uncertain time. What type of relief do you need? How are you getting by? It's your personal finance questions front and center with a writer from NerdWallet. Right after this news update here on the Ideas Network.